Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today we are talking about some Christmas fun, Christmas intentionality, Christmas inspiration. It is all Christmas up in the Hayes house right now. I mean, I don't know what it is, but this year I was so excited to start decorating early. So in the Hayes house, it is not allowed to decorate until after Thanksgiving. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know if you're in that camp or not, but this year I was like, no, I am decorating. I want to decorate before Thanksgiving. I actually want to decorate like right after Halloween. And I didn't do that because I didn't have time, but in my brain and in my heart, I did. I was listening to Christmas music like a month ago, and I'm going to tell you, it felt great. I think that's what I'm going to do. So our house is completely decorated for Christmas. It is in the Christmas spirit. I've got my favorite candles going forever. I've got like a candle, total candle snob. I love candles so much, but there are specific ones that I love in my house during certain seasons. So I have my favorite Magnolia candle, because of course we live in Waco, so we're right by Magnolia, which smells like Christmas trees. I mean, and we have a fake Christmas tree, which also I know some people are in different camps about that. We used to do real Christmas trees. Now we are team flocked fake. So I got my fur Christmas candle and it smells like tree, like a real tree Christmas pine. So just to, so you know, we're all about the Christmas spirit in here. However, many times in this hustle bustle season, especially around this time of year, it can feel chaotic. You have parties and you have Christmas lists and you have all these different things that sometimes by the time Christmas comes around, you're like, thank God Christmas is over because I cannot do one more shopping trip. I cannot do one more Christmas card. I cannot do one more party or bake one more thing. And honestly, I have felt that in many of the years. Or Christmas has gone by so fast that by the time it's over, it was just a blur of all the things. And not all the things that I want it to be about. Not all the things that I want Christmas to be, which is truly helping our family understand the birth of Jesus, why that is so important, and also what it means to give. And what does it mean to have a giving heart? That it's better to give than receive, what the Apostle Paul says, but also when we do receive, having a grateful heart. And sometimes I feel like in the past, my kids have maybe missed this, or we've been in the hustle bustle of materialism so much that we miss the real meaning. And that's hard. It's a fine line. I'm not saying we don't do Christmas presents or we don't do make lists, but we do sometimes make stuff a little different just to kind of help us get in this giving spirit. So here's a few things that my family has done in the past. Sometimes we've been more intentional than others. And quite honestly, it's just one of those indicators that at the middle of December or even at the first of December, I can say, okay, here, we're going to breathe a little bit. We're going to make sure we do these things so that we can really, truly understand what Christmas is about, that it doesn't just pass us by, that we live in this really Advent season, this season of anticipation, not anticipation for all the gifts, those are wonderful, but the anticipation, sorry, I can't even say that word, anticipation of Jesus, the anticipation of our Lord and Savior coming to save us, coming to be our comfort and our hope. Man, I've really needed that in the last couple years. I'm sure you have too, but just this feeling the last couple years that I've had of this anticipation that Christmas gives me, that it's like, oh man, I can do this with him. He is my comfort, my compassion. When I am in the darkest of days, he is there. And I think when Christmas comes about, we sing the songs and we do the Christmas Eve service and We read the Christmas stories, that it just puts it all into perspective of what really matters. And so instead of that just happening on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I like to make sure that my family sprinkles that in throughout December. So here are a few things that we've done. We don't do every single thing every year. Sometimes we have, sometimes we haven't, but just some little things that we can go, okay, here's how to put really the real purpose of Christmas back in this. So one of the first things that we do is the difference of Christmas lists. So in no way am I telling you don't get your kids Christmas presents. We do, and we love it, and it's one of our favorite things. I think I've told the story before that one of my favorite parts of Christmas when I went to Grant's house, his dad was such a giver, and he loved Christmas. And my family wasn't as wealthy, you know, back in the day, and so we got like one big Christmas present, which is great. That's what I knew. But I went to Grant's house for Christmas, and I had more Christmas presents. Like literally they were stacked up. I was standing up and they were stacked up past my head. I mean, I'm not the tallest person, but it was amazing. And I just felt so loved, and it was so great. So presents are great. And I think in the spirit of giving, it's so fun to give things that people you know are going to love. But just because sometimes my kids' list got about 20,000 deep and they started to forget the real meaning of what Christmas kind of meant, and they got really into all the gifts and the gadgets and all the things, we do something on our list. We do a want, which they do, I mean, honestly, more than one want, but things that they want that could be toys, or, you know, Carter May loves these adorable things right now, and Holden still loves Legos. So the different things that they want, a thing that they need, usually for my kids, it's like underwear, socks, you know, tennis shoes because their toes coming out of it. A read. This is easier for one of my kids than the other because one really loves to read. The other one doesn't love it, but this is my most favorite, and Holden knows for sure I'm going to get this one because I'm a sucker for reading. So something to read. And then our favorite one is experience. And that is an experience that we can have with our kids, or maybe one parent can have. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It literally could be hot cocoa and a movie together. It's just about being together. I have one for my kiddo this year that I'm really excited about. I can't tell because sometimes she's listening to this podcast, but just a little simple thing that we can do together that I know will brighten her day. And then the last thing is give. And this one has been fun for us, especially as my kids get older, because now they can understand the power of giving with their own money. So one of the best things that we did, and I probably talked about this before, is we started them with Greenlight. It's like a kid's debit card. And usually you can do this with any bank that you're with. You can get them their own banking account or debit card. And I know that sounds bougie that your kids have, like our kids have their own debit card, but it has been the greatest thing because they keep track of their money. And I don't get asked a million times for something. I say, oh, you have it in your account because of birthday money or allowance or whatever it is, and they are able to spend it. But the beautiful thing is that in their account, there's a place set up for them to save money and also to save for charity or to give. Maybe that's tithe, but also a separate portion to give at the end of the year, kind of like how we do, kind of how a lot of people who have their own businesses or even just their own families, they have like a end of year giving. And that's kind of what we want our kids to be in the habit of doing. And so at the end of the year, they'll look in their little green light and they'll see how much they've saved to give away. And then they pick somewhere to give it to. It could be a nonprofit. It could be sponsoring a kid. It could be, there's so many places that your kids can give to. So I suggest you Google places in your area or places you're already serving that they can go and give their money to. There is something so powerful, you guys, in having your kids give to something and to see their money make a difference. So we're super excited about that this year. My kids haven't picked their places yet. We're going to do that in the next week or so. But that has been really fun. And it's also been fun to do it as a family. Like if your kids are too small and you know, can't do the green light thing because your kids are little, it's been fun to do it as a family and to say, what would you want us to pick as a family to give to? And yes, that's your mom and dad's money. It's your money, but at least your kids are involved in that. And so when they get old enough to have their own, they can understand just this beautiful power of giving and how it liberates us and frees us. And just there's just something magical about giving, especially in this season. It's also been fun to see our kids give to different family members because now they have money or they make things. And that's just so sweet to see that and to kind of see that role reversed. It's really fun. Hey everyone, it feels like now more than ever, parents need resources to help them confidently raise their children to know and love Jesus. At Christian Parenting, we want to give every parent the resources to learn and grow in the perfectly imperfect parent God created them to be. That's why we do what we do, and that's why we need your help. Your generosity ensures that we will have a strong start in 2023 to equip more parents through our growing podcast network, digital courses, online annual event, articles, and printed resources. Ending the year strong means that together we'll be able to reach more parents and impact more families for Jesus. So please give generously by December 31st to help reach the year-end goal. Give today at cpgive.org. Again, that's cpgive.org. Another thing that we try to do throughout December is to read an Advent devotion. So there's lots of them out there. One of my favorites is Anne Voskamp's, and it's this beautiful book, and it's called Unwrapping the Gift, and it is so lovely, and she just writes so beautifully, but that's a fun one to do. There's also one right now on Christian Parenting that we're doing, and that is it's really talking about all of the Christmas carols, and it's talking about why they were written and who they were written for, and what was kind of the backstory of all these Christmas carols we sing all the time. And that has really been fun to read about, you know, the back history of why a very popular Christmas carol was written. So we have been loving that as well. Another thing that we have done in the past is a giving calendar. So this is also fun. I love it with really small kids too, is you think of all the things that you can do, acts of kindness, and you really just stick them on an envelope or you stick them on a calendar, and kids, you can make it fun where kids open it every day and they see something. It can be the smallest things, not some big grand thing, but it could be like literally giving someone a compliment, bringing your neighbor's trash cans in, you know, sending over an extra plate of food to a neighbor, making cookies for your local police department. There's a million different things. So it just takes a little time to maybe come up with those. But then it's so fun as a family actually to do it together, to think of all the ways that you can really share kindness with someone else. I mean, one of my favorite ones is just putting snacks and Gatorades and waters and a sweet note outside where the postage delivery, like all the people who deliver the packages come. And I love it. We have like a Ring camera so you can see their expression when they see the note and when they get the treats. I love that's one of my most favorite ones. That's a fun one to do with little kids and big kids. We always check the Ring camera to see if someone who gave us a package, who brought the package, got one of the treats. We love it. So there's so many different things that you can do. So I hope these just gave you some ideas. I know it's in the middle of Christmas now, but it's never too late to start. And this is always the time when I'm like, oh, hard stop. This has gotten crazy. All I'm thinking about right now is to-do list and Christmas presents and all this. And I really need to stop for a second and think of what Christmas really means and bring my family back into it. And so I hope this just helps inspire you and give you some encouragement and ideas of how to really finish out this Christmas season with intentionality and just this love of the season, and not that it just passes us by, but it really is something that we can really soak and really sit with and really experience together. Thank you so much. We wish you a merry, merry Christmas, and we will see you next week. Thanks for being love and doing good in your communities. See you next week. Don't want